Okay, today's daf is Kriyas Daf Yud Gimel. We are on Yud Beis Mem Beis. We'll start with the Gemara, and then we'll get into today's daf. Keep it scheduling, Beit Hashem. I hope to give the shiur Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Wednesday, I don't think there'll be a shiur. Thursday, I will try. I know there's a sponsor for Thursday and Friday, so Thursday I will. But now I'm going to be away, but I'm going to try to give it from wherever I am on Thursday, and Friday we'll be back on Erev Pesach. But take it day by day. First, today's daf is Kriyas Daf Yud Gimel, and hopefully you understand my throat after Shabbos HaGadol, but we'll do our best. Ibai Lahu, says the Gemara on Yud Beis Mabez. Ibai Lahu, so we had a machlokas in the Mishnah, which actually has to do with Inyana Diyoma, eating matzah. The machlokas in the Mishnah was, how much time does one have to eat Isurim in order to violate? Said the Mishnah, how much kamisha ba'ochlin? So our mayor says, kilo ochal klayos. As long as it takes to eat dried grain, or toasted grain. The chum say, k'dei achilas pras, which is the shear that we're usually familiar with. As much time as it takes to eat a certain portion of bread. See, ibailuhu. So our mayor in our Mishnah, is he being mekel or machmir? When he says, enough to eat toasted grain. Ibai lahu. Remeir lachumra kamar o lakula kamar. How are we supposed to understand him? Lachumra kamar, meaning, vahakitan, maybe he's being even more machmir. Kilu ocha klayos, viata filu kuleyoma. If somebody is constantly eating and he doesn't take a break, then that could all be mitztaref to the maisa achila, even if it's the whole day. Viata gav de maskala, mitchila vatsof, yosemichte achilas pras, even though it takes a long time. Kiva de mashche achilte, since his eating is drawn out, mechayiv, the amrle rabbanon, I want to say no. That's one way of understanding Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is lechumra. Oh, or do we say odil malakula kamar? Or Rabbi Meir is being mako in terms of isurim. Dehachiktani kiilu ochal kolayos. How much is the time eating toasted grain? Vahu delo ifsik beni beni. As long as he had no hefsik between within the eating. Avol de ifsik beni beni. But if somebody is mafsik within the achilas klayos time, afagav de michilu vatsov bechte achilas pras. Even though it's all within achilas pras, if somebody takes a break in between, pater, that's not called an achila, and he's pater. V'yomale rabbanan, and the rabbanan say to that, no. If he still didn't finish the time, he could still go further. Kivan, the mitchila vatsova bechlechilas pras, who chayev. He's still chayev, but there, Meir would be mekel. That's the machlokas. How do we understand Rabbi Meir? So the Gemara says, Tashma, let's try to understand it. Vachachamim omrim. Vachachamim omrim. Achi yishev bechlechilas pras, mitchila vatsov. Chamsei. The language of the Chachamim is Ad Sheyishah. So what does that sound like? So, I Amrit Bishlama Rabbi Meir Lachumra. If I say that Rabbi Meir is Lachumra, then he's saying, you can eat the whole day and still be Chayef. Hainu Diktani Ad Sheyishah Ad Shahi Dileich Teachilas Price. Then the language makes sense. Rabbi Meir is Lachumra, that if you eat the whole day, it's still a bit sark to the Isra. And the Chum say, no, only until Achilas Pras. K'dei Achilas Pras, that the language of Asha Yishe makes sense that the Rabbanon are being Mekel. Ela I Amr, Rabbi Meir Lakula. But if you say your Meir is Lakula, meaning your Meir is saying that if you have a break even less than, even within the K'dei Achilas Pras, Rabbi Meir says you wouldn't be Chayiv. So, Vacham Omrim Im Shaha Mibaylai. The better language for the Rabbanon, they're being machver, they should say Im. Ad sounds like it's a limitation, it's a kula. So imsha would be a better lashon. Elav shvamina, Rabbi Meir lechumra shvamina. So it must be Rabbi Meir is lechumra, and he holds that even more than k'dei achilas pras, as long as the eating goes on straight, then one would be chayev, and the Rabbanon are lekula. No, only k'dei achilas pras, and not more. How long is k'dei achilas pras? So that's somewhere between 3 and 9 minutes. All different shitas. We're more machmer for daraisas. We're more mekel for the rabbanans. Shlomo Zalman and Yibad al-Chaim Rav Yashiv, both are quoted as saying that it is impossible This is all by Yisurim. But if we transfer it to mitzvos, same thing would apply for a maisa achila that the Torah demands for a mitzvah. So we would also have to do it kidei achila, kizayis bechdei achilas pras. So they both say that is it possible that the Torah would demand something that is out of the ordinary in terms of eating. And therefore, it's impossible that we're supposed to stuff our faces and push the matzah down, you know, so fast that we're not eating normally and it's not derech eretz. It's impossible. So Shlomo Zalman and Yibud L'Chai Rav Yasha both say that if one eats matzah regularly and normally, and you don't take a break in between, you just eat it, that's definitely going to be a good maisa achila for the mitzvah matzah, which would be less than 9 minutes. But it can't be that it's 3 minutes. You can't eat two kizesim in 3 minutes. Just unless you like fold it and put it on top of each other. But Shlomo Zalman says one doesn't have to do that. It's impossible the Torah would demand that, and therefore we could just I don't know about relaxing. The whole meal was supposed to be relaxing, but we're supposed to be just be ourselves in terms of the eating, and in that way be yotzi the mitzvah of matzah. Minchas chinuch. Whenever we talk about kedei achilas pras, you always have to review the thought of the minchas chinuch in the mitzvah of Yom Kippur, Shin Yud Gimel, where the Minchas Chinuch says, V'hinei lo nisba'er. We're talking about how long the shir is. But he says, lo nisba'er, you would think that this shir would be explicated by the Gemara, by the Rishonim, but it's not. The zeh nisba'er, lo nisba'er, the zeh yadua, de'ein kol tivei anashim shavim. People aren't the same. People's eating habits aren't the same. Right? If you ever have, you know, in our house, you ever have dessert, right, ice cream, some people zoom and eat the ice is very fast, and some are licking it, and, you know, somebody can be finished, and then the other people didn't start yet. Everybody have different habits. Yesh b'maher b'achilasov, yesh ma'acher. Different people do different things. Im kein yadua derech mashal, etzel echad sho achilas pras, haynu shalosh arba beitzim, revia shah, v'yachad yoser, u'b'achad yoser, v'yachad pachos, heichem sharinon. So how do you measure it? Everybody has different amounts of time, how long it takes them to eat the achilas pras. Im sharina. So what do? You, is there an objective shear? Or is it you go by everybody? Each person. Im misha'arina lefi tivo. Misha tivo lechol hapras. Berevias sha'a. Kizai, that means 15 minutes. Kizai shalo. Oka koseves mitstarif. Bereva sha'a. O misha yoser pater. V'chulu, haklal, kolecha, b'didei misha'arina, o dilmano, misha'arina, nako, ba'adam beinoni, v'in chilek beinon hashem klal, rak ashir, bizman achilas adam beinoni, you go by the average person, pras, kashir, azem, mitzare, falo yoser, afshu, dar, kolecha, b'yoser, opachos, what do you do? So he says, l'chore nireb, it appears to me, the misha'arina, ba'adam beinoni. I think it would go by Adam Beinoni. Deim Sharina Lafi Mashihu Adam, because if you go by Mashihu Adam, it should be in the Mishnah Kalim. Which Mishnah in Kalim? Mishnah Parag, well, we don't get to do Kalim in Dafyomi. Right? Which Mishnah in Kalim? In Parag Yud Zayin, where it says, talks about there are big Kazasim and small Kazasim. There are big this and there are small this. So, if you go by, if Kedei Achilas Pras also has different Shirim, that should be in the list of the Mishnah. There are big Kedei Achilas Prases, there are small Kedei Achilas Prases. So, it doesn't say that there. So, therefore, I would think that you go by, there's an objective Shir. Right? And also, the Gemara Masechta Sukkah, which talks about how do you determine the status of tsoa, status of excrement. When does it have the status of tsoa in halacha in terms of davening near it? So it depends when a katan is yachol lechol kezayis. Said marchikin meet tsoaso. As long as he can eat it, bechtei achilas pras. But 1 minute. What do you mean? Is there an objective shear for that? Maybe everybody's different, so a katan could have one person, another person's. So again, it sounds like, says the Minchas Chinuch, that there is an objective shear. And then, but then he says, "Ach kasha, kiva de mashirina kol shirim bebeinoni yimkein ashir yadua v'lam alo biru aposkim shenida kamazmanu kavo shabiru mali lugmav beinoni pachas biravias v'yodi yoni b'shas ukeis anachna lo neida eiz ashir yesh v'tzarech iin shelo biru ze." Says, I don't know why. I think it's probably an objective shir, but I don't know why they didn't explain it. But then he says, "Yes, I'll agree that people are there's an objective shir by a person, but what about food? Are you machalik between different foods? Because different foods, some foods, everybody eats fast, and some foods, everybody eats slow." He says in the next paragraph, do you go by different foods? If kein gabe kol yisurim nira, de kol machol machol. Vehein le'in yom ha-kipurim, kol min machol, misharin, kol echad bididei, bekav ezman nechal ha-pras. Vekel efize nicha, mashal ha-biru chazal. Maybe that's why Chazal didn't say it, because then they'd have to go through every type of food. What's the kediyah chadash for Avodah? Just like they the mashal, just like they went into every single item for malachas hotzah on Shabbos. How much of this do you have to carry out? How much of that do you have to carry out? Because it's different for all those shiurim. So too here, they would have to go through each one. Ki ein shiur lo davar rak kol machol yesh lo shiur acher. V'lo yaspik hadiyov ha-kumis lachshov kol min machol ba'olam ladam beinoni. There aren't enough quills in the world to go through every single food item. Sounds like Agdamas. Alkein, Eza min machol she'adam ochel b'sha'arinan ba'adam beinoni kamatzorach l'shaos lachol ha-machol hazeh. So I think you go by average person, each specific food. And that has a very important lemaisa ramification. He says in the next paragraph, and this is quoted, in terms of bracha achrona. Do you make a bracha achrona on hot tea? Do you say a bar in a fascius? If I drink a cup of hot tea and it takes me a lot longer to drink it, then it usually k'diachilas pras, or the shear of revius. So if you make a bracha achrona then, so he says, yes, because if you go by, tea has its own shear, and therefore it would be longer. The din of magdolim, the kiva, the komin, machol, umash, kebosa, min, misharina, shiri, achilu, vishtia, delay. Imkein, but coffee, shihichama, verivius. They drank coffee in the 1800s. Showin, bnei adam, yosem, magde achilas pras, tahiru, tashia, yoser. Aval, coffee, atzma, he goes through each one. Im shows a kedark, revius kedarko, having toch achilas pras, mi coffee, ki bekol achilim, sharina, so bimin, bukhulu, and he continues. That would have ramifications for bracha achrona. And we've quoted the famous Taz that says maybe it might have a ramification. Actually, the Taz himself doesn't say it. The Taz is only by bracha achrona. The Taz says not only do you go by time, but you go by amounts. What is the normal amount that you usually have at one sitting? That's an extension of the Minchas Chana discussion. Right, let's say I only have, the Taz's case is one shot, a cup of schnapps, a shotgun of schnapps, even though that's less than a revius. So then you still make a bracha achronon, it says the Taz, because that's the normal way. I think it's in Reish Yud, in Arachayim, the normal way. Achronon, then extend the Taz to say maybe that could apply by Kiddush too. Just like it applies to bracha achronon, so too by Kiddush. But many achronim say that doesn't work, because number one, the Taz himself is an extension, and the Magen Avram does not pass like the Taz, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Magen Avram. And number two, even if you want to say the Taz is correct, maybe it shouldn't apply to Kiddush. Maybe it'll apply to bracha achrona, but who said it should apply to the mitzvah of kiddush? Even if it's drabanan, even the morning kiddush. So again, that's a controversial taz, but that is an extension of our discussion here. Is there an objective shear for kedachias pras by people, different people, and different foods? That's right here, Minchas Chinuch Shin Yud Gimel. So interesting. So according to that, if you say goodbye Yom Kippur, would you go by different foods? Could be. We go by Yom Kippur might also be different because it's about inui. It's not about achila. He's talking about achilas. By Yom Kippur, it never says don't eat. It's called se'une. So it might be foods that are satiating and foods that are not. That if you're going to be b'chayv to different foods, then you would go by different foods that have the svia element. Okay, line 5. Amar Rav Nai, Amar Shmuel. Bachalovim va'araya bachalovim v'nevela. Rav Shmuel is machalik between non-kosher foods for iser and items that are going to make you tame. Bachalovim v'nevela. If somebody's eating treif, achi yishem mitzchila v'asok v'chtei achilas pras. Somebody's eating treif, non-kosher fat or nevela. So then you go by k'dei achilas pras. Ochlim tameim ushkatzim uramasim. Umashkin, if somebody is eating non-kosher, but also items that make you tame, shkatzim or matzim mashkim, and there's a concept of what's called, Rashi says here, tumas gevia. Sometimes, on a drabanan level, food is going to make me tame. Could be the raisa, food cannot make me tame. Right, the rule is, ein adam nitma ela me adam v'kelim. Right, a food cannot make me tame. A kli can be an avatuma. Let's say a kli touches a dead body, right? Especially sometimes that a kli can be an aviyavos atoma. That's the concept of cherev harehu kachalol. But a ein adam nitma elame avatoma. An avatoma can only be adam vekelim. A food cannot be an avatoma. Midrabanan, the rabbanan war goes there that certain foods, certain tummy foods are going to make me tummy because of the worry that I might have truma in my mouth. along with the tamei food, and then it can make the truma tamei. So that's why there were gozer by foods, by eating tamei food, that would make me tamei. So I know if they make me tamei, I would make sure not to eat it with truma. So how much do I have to eat? So when it comes to chalav and nevela, I have to eat it all within achilas pras. But when it comes to items that are going to, foods that are going to make me tamei, so that I feel kolayav kulo, they can be mitstarif even the whole day. Bichdei achilas pras. What does that mean? The whole day bichdei achilas pras. Mike Amar. What exactly do we mean? Amar Papa Harik Amar. Afilu kolayom kulo v'hu sha'achol kizayis bichdei achilas pras. They can be mitzarif all day. One has to eat chatzi pras in order to make you tameh. That's a couple of kizayisim. So each kizayis has to be eaten within achilas pras, within the requisite amount for each kizayis, but it can be, those kizayisim can be spread out the entire day in order to make me tameh, again, in order to be posel my gevia, to make my guf pasel tameh. Again, I have to eat a chatzi pras altogether, which is a little more than four kizesim. So as long as each of those kizesim are eaten within a chilas pras, so then that is okay. It can be bitstarif all day together. Good. Meisve, 1 second. Is Shmuel correct? Rav Noy Amar Shmuel. The Mishnah says, Mesachas Mikvaos, Kol Ha'ochlin Mitstarfin Lefsol Agavia, Bika Chatzi Pras. All foods can be bitstarif for this tumma. All foods. And how lo b'chatzi pras? What does that mean? So my love, ta'achlin l'chatzi pras, b'chatzi achilas pras, doesn't mean you have to eat it all within the requisite time? Lo, ta'achl kezayis kezayis b'chatzi achilas pras. No, each kezayis, that's what the Mishnah means. Each kezayis was eaten b'chatzi achilas pras, but it can be spread out for the entire day. Period. Meisve, next try. Kol ochen mistarfin l'psolas agaviyah, b'chatzi pras, b'chatzi achilas pras. So there it says it, explicitly, it says it to both. Ketzad, ochal, v'chazar, v'ochal. If you started eating and you ate a little later, im yesh b'chilas achila rishona, v'yatzof achila achrona, kade achilas pras, v'tzarfin. If the entire achila is within that shear, it's mitzarif. Yoser mikadei mitzarfin, and more than that, it's not mitzarif. That's already the knockout of Shmuel. That first line of the Brisa. But we're going to quote the next 10 lines of the Brisa before we actually ask the question on Shmuel. But that's already the problem. It's Beferish Brisa against Rav Noy Amar Shmuel. But first we continue the Brisa. Lo hitiru le'echol pachos mi kashir le'rei v'litbol. If somebody eats half of the amount of tameh food that would make a person tameh, the Rabbanan said you're not allowed to go to the mikveh yet. Or at all, even though you're not tameh yet. You're not allowed to go to the mikveh. Also, Zera, as we'll see, because you might think that if you go to the mikveh in the middle, then eat more, right? Yorat v'taval v'ala v'ishlimo mitzarif. Somebody, he eats half the type of food to make you tameh. Then you go to the mikveh, then you come out, then you eat the other half the type of food. You are tameh. We don't say that the mikveh removes the half in potential that didn't make you tameh yet. And therefore, a chazal or gozer, one shouldn't go to the mikveh in the middle, so they don't think that this is going to help. Good, says the Gemara. It's interesting that we think there's a Havamina. Is anything accomplished by half tuma? By half tuma? Interesting. We'll see the Tosa soon. Hitiru la lu'ubara. Next line in the Brisa. Hitiru la lu'ubara lecho pachos mikashir. Mipnei hasakana. A pregnant woman is allowed to eat half of the shear that would make her, anybody else, tame. Mipnei hasakana. So we'll see. What, only a pregnant woman can eat pachos mikashir because of sakana? Nobody else can. Is the what? Even more than a shear. And also, what type of... is there an isser to be matami yourself? We only let an ubara do it. What, a regular Yisrael? There's an isser of a Yisrael being matami themselves through Ochlin. So we'll talk about those. So continue the brisa first. Kol ha'mashkin mitzdarfin l'psolas agaviya b'ravias b'chdei achilas pras. Also liquids, not just food, but liquids are also mitzdarif. Ketzad shasa v'chad. Right, that taz that I mentioned before was by food, by drinks. Was by ravias, wasn't by kezayis because we were talking about schnapps. Shasa v'chazav v'shasa im yesh mitzchilas shesia rishona v'yatzov shesia achrona k'dei achilas pras mitzdarfin yoser mikadei mitzdarfin. You only go by k'dei achilas pras. Chutzru la, next line of the brisa. To what? This is the last line. Chutzru la lamaga tamei meis lahanik bina ubina tahar. a maga tamemes, meaning someone who touched somebody who was tamemes. Reuven touched a dead body, and then Reuven's wife, Leah, touched Reuven. Right? So that's maga tamemes. She is a Rishon. She is a Rishon. So, what does it say? She can nurse her child. And her child is tar. What's the issue? The issue is here, as we'll see, that the milk might have become tame from her. She's a Rishon. The milk might have become a sheni. And again, we're talking about tame liquid. That's what this context is. So, can the tame liquid metame and pasel the child?
Liquid then will be a
sheni.
Sheni.
The liquid would be a sheni, but that's this tumah derabanan. That's what we're talking about. Mashkin tameyan. Meikir adin. We're not talking about on a daraisa level. On a derabanan level, would it make the child tame? So we'll get back to that.
It would make the child derabanan shlishi.
Well, it would be back. It wouldn't be a shlishi. We'd say it would be derabanan as the status of a rishon. That's what the that's what we would say. Okay, so anyway, let's finish the question. Ketani mihas im yesh mitchilas achila rishona vatsof achila b'chayachilas pras mitzarif tiyufta d'rabnai tiyufta. Okay, so we knock out Rabbanai and Shmuel in the case of his chilak between eating machalas asurosh, which requires achilas pras, versus items that make you tameh, so that chilak is knocked out. So why dafka mu'uberes? Don't we have anyone would be allowed to right, to eat anybody? I mean, also, why do you need even the heter? So the Rish Tosfos says, "V'yim toma on top." I feel below sakana nami kedam rinan vashlishi yochal benazid b'adema v'chim perakam techulin. There's no issa for other people. So v'yesh lomar hachamari l'nilechal truma harkach. You're right. We're talking about the context is where somebody wants to eat truma afterwards. They can't even eat pachos mikashir of what would make them tamei. If they have in mind to eat truma afterwards, avo below lechol truma afil kashir nami. But if somebody's not going to eat truma afterwards, eat whatever you want for your Yisrael. Maybe even a kohen. If a kohen's not going to be eating truma, is there for a kohen to be matami himself? I'll link to my mace. But other than that, it would not be an issue. So why shouldn't somebody become even quote unquote half tame? Is it just mishum gzera? Gzera Hashem Asi, Shem you might come. Or is there something, this is a little harder because it's on a Drabana level. Is there a Pachos Mikashir status after he ate it? Pashtus not. On a Doraisa level, maybe one could say that. On a Doraisa level, if there's a Shir Latame, maybe one could say that Pachos Mikashir does something. Chatzi Shir. But on a Drabana level, it's more difficult. By the way, we generally paskin that there is no Isser per se to be eat Ochel Tame. The Rambam says it's Beferish in Tumas Ochlin. There's a Rashi in Chulon that seems to say Aser, but the Rambam says in Hilchos Tumas Ochlin, in the 16th Perek, the Yehani Prakama there in Hilchos Tumas Ochlin, Perek Tez Zayin, the Rambam says, Kol HaKasid Batorah, Ubedivrei Kabbalah, Mehilchas HaTumas Vataros, Eino Inyin Elo Inyin Mikdash Vakadasha Vetshumus HaMaisi Sheni Bilad. Ultima Vatara is only important for Mikdash, Kachim, Truma, Meister, Sheni. Shari Hizir is a Temeyin, Milikonis, Lamikdash, Olechol, Kodesh, O Truma, Umeister, Betuma. Aval Hachulin, Ein, Bohen, Isser, Klau. Ela Mutter, Lechol, Chulin, Temeyin, Velishtos, Mashkin, Temeyin. Mutter! Harinemer Batora, Vahabasar, Sher Yiga, Bechol, Temey, the yesterday's Parsha. Lo Yeachel, Beish, Isaref, Michlau, Shachulin. It says, any Basar that touches Bechol, Temey, Toma, Kachim. Michlal da'chulin shachulin mutarin shin madaber el babasar kachim him ken, and he continues. That's the Rambam beferish that Tumas Ochlin there is no problem at all meikir hadin. Good. One other ha'ara, and that is we're talking about eating pachas mikashir to make yitameh bechdei achilas pras. There is a concept, as we know, of achila b'shiurin. Eating less than the requisite shear for Yom Kippur. For Yom Kippur, if a woman or a man has to eat on Yom Kippur, then the heter usually is given if it can suffice eating less pachas, pachas, big shear. Generally about a shot glass of food. If food and liquid are not mitzarif, so one could have a shot glass of food, a shot glass of liquid every 10 minutes or so. Right? Because if you do 9 minutes, it's v'achilas pras, so 10 minutes is not, and therefore they wouldn't be mitzarif. What about Tisha B'Av? What about Tisha B'Av? So there are those are those minority of poskim, let's say, even by Tisha B'Av, we have the concept of eating b'shi'urin. Most poskim assume not. Most poskim assume, no, on Yom Kippur, where it's the Daraisa and it's the issue of inui. So then you say eating b'shi'urin. But when it comes to Tisha B'Av, most poskim assume that there is no such concept. If somebody can eat on Tisha B'Av, so then they can eat whatever they want. They don't have to dafka eat b'shi'urin. Amnam, I'm reading to you from the Piskei Tshuvos in Tavkuf Nun Dalet and Hilchos Tisha B'Av. Amnam harola maisa eino kachol hanal. Even though there are some minority of poskim that say that. V'af lola his anus eze shows. El achola v'chein muberes v'yoledes umeinika. Shehut elohem lecho machmas machlatam ochul shatam lo gozru rabbanan klala tainis aleihem. V'hut elam lecho miyad v'boker el she'elam lehis anig b'ma'acholi tanugim. Maybe you shouldn't have your favorite foods, right? But other than that, there is no concept of b'shi'urin on Tisha B'Av. That's what Rov Poskim seem to say. Only Yom Kippur do you have such a concept. Good. Amar Maj, let's talk about some lines of this brisa. Says the brisa, Amar Mar, lo hitiru lo lecho pachos b'kashir le'riva lipos. The brisa says, you can't go to the mikvah. When can a person not go to the mikvah? So it means Rabbanan. So here's one of them. After they ate pachos b'kashir of tamei foods, and they're about to eat shruma, as Tosa said, they should not go to the mikvah. Because, Micah Amar, so what does it mean? Ma'am Rav Yudah Achigamar, this is what it means. Achal pachos b'kashir, lo hitiru lo leir v'lipo. Why? She'im, put the two lines together. She'im yard v'taval v'ala v'shlum etztarif. Because then it's going to be sorry. V'asil ha'meimar, the person might say, ahani litila kamaisa. Hey, the first tefillah helped knock out the half that I already 8. Ve'ein yodeish, ain't tefillah, ela b'achrona. And he's not going to realize that tefillah is only afterwards. You might think mikvah is a new beginning. Starts afresh. No. Mikvah is interesting. Mikvah only helps out if you're already tame. If you're not tame yet, so then you might think it's a kol shekein. No, it doesn't work that way. Only once there's a status can you get rid of the status. If I don't have that status yet, so then it's weakness is its strength. Right? The fact that you're not tame yet allows it to exist under the radar. So then, once I go to the mikveh, it does nothing. Right? It's under the radar. And then, once I go on a drabbanan level, again, it's all intorting, once I go eat the other half, now I'm tame. And now, you know, I would have to go to the mikveh.
Well, how bad there'll be a delay between the first eating
and the second? I'd say, but you have to assume this is all within the shir. Right? You eat a half, you jump into the mikveh, you jump out. Right? It's gotta be a quickly. Katani, again, drinking is not so much. Let's say it's drinking. Drinking a revius, not so it takes about 15 seconds, right? The first half or a minute. So it doesn't take that much time. Katani.
Then the different liquor will be better.
Perhaps in terms of eating it all in one shear. Katani, hitiru, next line of the brisa. Hitiru lo uber lecho pachos b'kashir b'bnei ha-sakana, b'bnei ha-sakana, filu tu v'nami nechol. For sakana, you can eat whatever you want. What does that mean? Right, only less. So Amar Papa Achi Kamar Hutru Lala Ubra Pachos Mikashir Afilu Tuva Bebriya Sakana. You're right. Change the brisa. This is what it means. For an uberes, she could eat Pachos Mikashir Afilu Tuva, even as much as she want. Bebnei Hasakana because of the sakana. As Rashi discusses also a little bit as we understood it. Did I bring the Rambam? The Rambam says, if somebody eats, but the Rambam in Shar Avos HaTumah, in Ches Yud Gimel, let me just see if I can. Rambam says as well, this is another fascinating halacha, in Avos HaTumos, in Ches Yud Gimel, the Rambam says, Hamu'uberes hitiru la shetehei ocheles ochlin temeyim pachos mikashir. Muberes, they allowed her. V'yavo pi she'i ocheles harbei mipnei ha-sakana. Right, our lashon. She can eat pachal b'chaz b'kashir, she eat a lot. V'eina tzricha tefila ela harihi tahora. Just adds in that line. Mi derabanan, she didn't do it. You might say that after she eats, at least maybe she should go to the mikvah. So the Rambam says, no, she does not need tefila, she is tahora. Because on the derabanan level, she's not tamei. They weren't gozer in this case. Or it goes there in this case. That's the Rambam in the end of the eighth parak of Avos HaTumos. Okay. Now the last line of that brisa. The last line said, Hitir k'tani k'tani, hitir l'magat ha'memeis l'anikas b'na u'b'natar. The mother is allowed to nurse her child when she was magat to me, she is a rishon. She can nurse her child. Amaitar, ask the Gemara why. Kiva de yanak chalav itmi lemi chalav. Since he's nursing, doesn't the milk, as it touches her on the way out, become tame? It becomes a sheni and midra banan. This is a mashkin shniyan, and it should be matame the child. V'chitemi lo is kasher. And if you want to say there was no hechsher, as we know, all foods require hechsher l'kabel tumah, has to become to be touched by one of the seven liquids. And Rashi adds in, isn't this a mashke? Mashkin don't need hechsher. So Rashi says, maybe because it is going directly into the child's mouth, it does not have the status of mashkin. Just like in Hilchos Shabbos, one is allowed to squeeze a liquid onto a solid. Mashkin above ochel, that's the heter. Right? You're allowed to squeeze a lemon onto salad. But one is not allowed to squeeze a lemon into tea. Why? Because it never gets the status of mashkin. Mashkin abala ochel ka ochel dami. So too, this is chalav, haba, going straight into the kid's mouth. It never gets the status of a mashke. So Rashi says, maybe it has the status of an ochel. Rashi says, the chalav ain bo toras mashke. The mashke abala ochel ka ochel dami. Hilka bo yechsher. Right? So says the, if you want to say, it hasn't been mukshar yet, the milk going straight into the child's mouth, that's not true. Niskasha betiva mukhlechas al piyadad. What do you mean? The milk, even the milk that's going into the child's mouth, is touched by the milk that's left on the breast of the woman, and that has the status of mashkin. It's all connected. Not every drop goes in, so it should be hokshar. And if it's hokshar, so then it should be able to make the child tamei. So Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Ravua, sheyanak b'tkifa achas. No, it was a very powerful drink of the child. There was none left on the dad. Lo hiniach tibo mochlechas api adad. There was none left. So Amar Rav Ravua says, come on. Shtei tshuvas bedavar. Chada, number one, it's impossible. Number one, the kachazina lepumi dianuka. You see the mouth of the baby. The malachov, it's full of milk. So I mean, there's milk all over the place. The baby nurses. Of course, there's tipa amulachlechas al piyadat. The Odin also makom chalav ma'ayanhu says Rava. The makom, the chalav, is considered ma'ayan. What's ma'ayan? We know when somebody is tameh, so there are liquids that come out of that person that have the status of the person. For example, of a zav. The roke of a zav, the shechvazera of a zav, that's considered the person. So isn't the milk of the woman considered the woman? So forget that it's going to be nitma on its way out. But Rava holds chalav is ma'ayan. Rashi says, Vahar, right across from where we are, Vahar yu ke'echan me'evareha, v'yitma below hechsher karoka. Right, it's like one of her evarim, it's like her. Like another areas of halacha. Right, it's ma'ayanu. So therefore, diktani, how do you know it's ma'ayan? How do you know that it doesn't require hechsher? Because the following Mishnah from Maseches Machshirin, chalav isha, mitame, being the ratzon, mishal ol ratzon, the milk of a woman, chalav isha is metame even shelol ratzon. We know in Hilchos Machshirin there are two requirements for actual kabel tuma. Something to become tame, it has to be touched by a liquid, and it has to be l'ratzon habaylim. It has to be that this nichale, the baylim are happy about it. If something gets wet and the baylim are not happy about it, so then it's not mukshal kabel tuma. So the Mishnah says about the milk of a woman, it's even shelol l'ratzon. What does that mean? I'm sorry, let's continue first. Behema in a matame el ratzon. But the milk of a behema is only the ratzon. My love, shalol ratzon. What does shalol ratzon mean? Tilo nichale, she's not happy about it. V'katani matame. And it still says, it is matame. So you see there, it doesn't need hechsher. Must be automatic. If it says the chalav of Venetia is matame el ratzon v'shalol ratzon, it must be because it does not need hechsher. It's automatic. So for that reason, the child should be tame. Because this is just like ke'echad me'eva reha. Question mark. Somebody showing him here asked, doesn't the concept of Mayan only apply to the Mechusrei Kippurim, Zav Zav? Maybe Yoledes? That's a question on this, as we'll see. So Elam Rava, Rava says no. Hainu time at the Benatar. Rava says, I think the milk is Mayan. So why is the kid tar? This is the reason the Benatar is tar. The Suffolk Yonak Kishir, the Suffolk Lo Yonak. Maybe he didn't drink the requisite amount. You have no idea how much the baby nurses. Savik yana kashir, savik lo yana kashir. And you need a shear, even though it's mayan, you need a shear. Why? Rashi, second to last skinny line. Avagav de mayanu lo matami b'kol shehu, tohahi gufa lo matami b'maga. Because the child cannot be more chamor than the mother, who is a rishon, and that requires a shear, so therefore, so too what comes out of her. Anyway, but the ikar point of the Gemara is that maybe he didn't drink enough. The emptiness of Lama Yanak, and even if he did drink enough, something Yarkub Achilas Pras, something Yarkub Yosemach the Achilas Pras. Maybe he, you know, sometimes he drinks and he stops and he falls asleep and he drinks and he stops. So you don't know. The Rashash here is Hameir, what? Svek Sveka? What? It's a Durabanan, so you should only need one Safek. So they're going to discuss this, why you need Svek Sveka here and not just Safek. Either way, so that is Rava. Rava says that's why the child is not Tamei in this case. One second. Says the Gemara, Rava, Makom Chala Mayanu, Velo Tzarech Heksher. Is that really true? V'hatnan. It's an important point about Leratzon, but we'll first finish. V'hatnan. Ha'isha. Shenatav Chala Midadeha. A woman who has milk drip from her. V'naval Amir Tanur. And it goes into the airspace of a Tanur of a Kli Cheres. Tanur Tamei. The Tana becomes tummy from the milk. V'kashalan v'mayis kasher. And the problem is, how is that milk hukshal akabal tuma? V'yam Rabbi Yochanan b'tima mulochlechas apiyadad. The milk that it touched. V'chitema revelos. So therefore you see, neck knees hechsher. It's not mayan. V'chitema revelos avalek Rabbi Yochanan. And if you want to see, Rava argues on Rabbi Yochanan, but he can't argue on the Brisa. V'tanya, the Brisa says, nimseis ato omer, tisha mashkin bezov. There are 9 liquids when it comes to a zov. 9 liquids, different halachas. Number 1, hazeya v'lechasrucha v'rei, the sweat, or the lechasrucha, the pus, or the rei, the excrement of azav, tara mikulam. Those are all tame. Those are just disgusting. They're not considered items in halacha. Dimas eno, category 2, the tears, the dama gafaso, the blood of a wound of his. The chalav isha and the chalav metame tumas mashkin berivis. They're metame tumas mashkin berivis. Tumas mashkin. Category 3. Roko, zovo, meme raglov, metame tumas chamura bekal shehu. The spit and the zov and the ziva, the emission that comes out, and the meraglayim are metame tumas chamura bekal shehu automatically. So the Brisa, where does the Brisa put Chalav? It only puts it in category 2. Now category 3, with the other Ma'ayanos. V'i Amrit, Makom Chalav, Ma'ayanu, Chalav Nami, Nitma, Tuma Chamura, Bekal Shehu, Kizova Veroko. According to Rav, it should be in category 3. So Elashvami, no, Makom Chalav Isha, Lav Ma'ayanu. So it must be Rav is wrong, that Chalav is not like the other liquids. Chalav does require Hechsher. Back to the question, Ihachi Kasha Hamastisa. But if that's true, then how does Rava understand the Brisa? I'm sorry, how do we understand the Brisa? Really a Mishnah. The Mishnah said that Chalav Isha is Matami even Shalol Ratzon. That was Rava's proof that Chalav Isha is Ma'ayan. It's an automatic liquid like one of her Avarim. So what do we do with that Brisa, with that Mishnah? So, Amar Rava Matami Bein L'Ratzon Mein Shalol L'Ratzon. So what do we do with that Mishnah that Rava used as a raya for himself? The Gemara says, no, Mi Savrish Shalol L'Ratzon Dama Deloni Chalei. Who says that lo l'ratzon there means an expression of dissatisfaction? No, it's not literal. Lo, my shalol l'ratzon, de amar, de daite de tino, kreva l'gabe chalo. It means no ratzon showed. We'll get to baby versus mother in a minute. But it means no, it means neutral. Shalol l'ratzon and shalol l'ratzon, l'ratzon means positive l'ratzon, shalol l'ratzon means not dafka positive ratzon shown. That's what shalola ratzon means. Aval amar lo nichalei tar. But if he said, if we know exactly, lo nichalei, not interested, so it would be tar in achinami. But you need heksher. Lola ratzon here just means not positive ratzon shown, but neutral, we assume there is ratzon, even if it is not positively shown. Period. Stop there. Whose ratzon are we talking about here in the baby case? The ratzon of shalol ratzon. So if you look in Rashi, if you look in Rashi, Aluni Chalei might just be the phrase, but if you look in Rashi, Rashi says shalol ratzon hatinok. Rashi says shalol ratzon hatinok of the baby. Right, lo nichalei latinok.
Rashi, and there, later on it will be shalol ratzon that the baby totally is not interested in the nursing. Shin Mukubetzes on Amid Beis on Oz Dalit says, quotes Rashi, and he says, lav dafka, daita shaltino, lav dafka, el dasa isha, sheno senes chalav lohanik es bina, al hatiba mochlachas afiyadad. It's the woman who is expressing her milk, Rashi and the Shita. The Achronim, the Menchas Chinuch, asks, according to the Rambam, who says, Das Bailim is Dafka, not any Das Adam, but Das Bailim, which is the Pashas of those Mishnayos and Mesechas Machshirin. So, how can, in the other places, we'll see what this has to do with us in a minute, how can you have other contexts of Hekshel Kabbal Tuma about Karbanos, about Meister Sheni? But one second, Meister Sheni, according to some Tanaim, is Mamon Gavoa, is not yours. So how could you talk about the concept of Hekshel Kabbal Tuma by Kachim, by, the Gemara talks about, we have this in Chulin, I think, how do you Makshel Kabbal Tuma, the animal? So the Gemara says, when you shech the animal, so then the blood that squirts out onto the neck of the animal is Makshel. What do you mean Hekshel? What do you mean Hekshel? And the sugyas of Chibas HaKodesh Machsharto, it's Kachim. The Rambam says it has to be Das Bailim. Kachim isn't yours, and Baisa Sheni is not yours. So, answers the stipler, and this has to do with us here too, answers the stipler, when the Rambam says Das Bailim, stipler right here in our Gemara, when the Rambam says Das Bailim is needed for Heksher, it doesn't mean in the formal sense, the legal sense of Bailim. It means the person who is shayach to this item. The person who has a connection to this item. That's what Bailim mean in the context of Hekshel LeKabbal Tuma. Says the stipler, Ulazos Nero Anias Daiti, Tagama Rambam ain't sort of Bailim Mamish, Elasagi Nichusa Shal Adam Ze, Shahadavar Miuchadlo, Vahu Shalit Alav Lehishtameshbo, De Asa Davar Bershusokai, Umahani Daiti Didei. He says, that's what I think. He says, Raya Gedola Laze? Krisus Yud Gimel. Krisus Yud Gimel. Because he says, look, this is in Simen Daled right here. The baby. Vari ena tinok bailim shel achalav. What, the tinok are the bailim? V'lo mamona the tinoku? He's not the legal owner. He's a baby. Mikol makom. But the Rashi still says, you go by the nechusa of the baby. Why? Because that's what bailim means. V'yalkacha mishum dal kalpanim achalav miyuchad v'omid bishvilo mahani nechusa didei. And therefore, whoever carbon it is, and Meister Sheni, even if you're not the illegal owner of him, Kane, Hachanayim, Meister Sheni, Afilu Manda Amar, Mamo Gavoa, Mikol makom, harizchus achilaso hu lebailim, umiyuchad ba'ado, mishum hachi, shaper mechusa didei v'chulu. And below lower bar Rambam Lafuke Ella Nichusa Dish Zar Shein Lo Shaychus Lo So Davar to Bezer Amrina the Daito Lomal of Lo Morin. And then he says, you could even say that's what the Shidu Kubetz is holding. He's not arguing fundamentally with Rashi by saying Das Haisha. She also holds this. What, it's the woman's bilus of the milk? He just thinks that it's hard to, even if you want to say not the baby, it's hard to tell whether the baby is nicha or not. So you go by the woman, because it's her milk too. She's also the bailam on this milk. She chooses to express it or not. But there is not, says the stipler, it could be that there's no fundamental machlokas between Rashi and the Shita. That's a very important stipler in Krisus Dav Simen Dalid. I never saw this before. The same exact simen appears in Bar Metzia, the Simen Lamed, where it talks about Hekshel Kabbal Tuma there. Same repeat. I didn't know the repeat. The same simen, Krisus Simen Gimel, and Bar Metzia Simen Lamed in the stipler. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, two dots, Ochal, Ochlin, Tamein, Vachulu, Lameli. So if you look in the Brisa that we had, sounds like in the Mishnah we had. I'm sorry, right, in the Mishnah. On the yesterday's daf, the Mishnah, Ochal, Ochlin, Tamein, Vashasam, Ashkin, Tamein, no difficult lashon. The Mishnah said if you eat or drink Tame, food or drinks, Vashasam, Revias, Yai, and, I'm sorry, I skipped. In the, if you did this and then you drank and you waited kadiyach chilas pras, you're chayev. You waited shal kadiyach chilas pras. What in the mikdash you waited kadiyach chilas pras? Just unclear exactly what the line of the Mishnah means. So Gemara just clarifies. Lamali shehiya diktani v'sha. What is that shehiya talking about? So I'm reviewed the hachitani. This is what the Mishnah means. Achal ochlin tamein v'shasa mashka tamein v'shasa revias yayin. All those cases v'sha ba'achilasan v'asi u'bishtiyasan kadeach chilas pras. You did that all within one achilas pras. V'nechlas lamikdash chayev. Then you're going to be then you're going to be chayav. That's what it doesn't mean about the shehi and the mikdash. Doesn't mean that you waited more than that. It means you did everything within. Major machlokas rishonim, just to mention it. We talked about it a lot in mitzvah shir a couple of months ago. Nichnas lemikdash. The Rambam holds there's an iser d'oraisa of shasui yayin and tumah just going into the mikdash without doing any avoda. That's the Rambam Shita. The Rambam in B.S. Mikdash and Aleph Tezvav. The Rambam in Losa say Ayin Gimel. He says explicitly, even if you just walk in, the Rambam holds, you still violate the Isser Daraisa. You might not get Misa B'nei Shemayim unless you do an Avoda. But just walking in is already the Isser Daraisa. The Ramban there in Losa say Ayin Gimel. And Tosas right here. Tosas, V'nechlas L'Mikdash. Pirish, V'avar Avoda. The Rambam, the Tosfos is like the Ramban. He did the Avoda. Avod Bekisa below Avoda lo Machayev. Tosfos and the Ramban say, no, it's an Isser Avoda. The Rambam says, no, it's an Isser Knisa. Even, Rav Schechter has a piece on this in Eretz Tzvi, page Reish Nun, even if you do Avoda, it's still formulated in the Torah as an Isser Knisa. It's an Isser Knisa She'ein Ba'avoda, that's Chayev Malkus. Isser Knisa She'yesh Ba'avoda, and that would be even Chayim Isa B'nei Shamayim. But it's ill-focused on the Isser Knisa. There are nafkaminas, whether it's an Isser Avoda or an Isser Knisa. What if somebody was mazed on the Knisa and shogig on the Avoda? So if it's an Isser Knisa, you still might be Chayiv, because that's the root. If it's an Isser Avoda, then you wouldn't. So anyway, other nafkaminas as well, feel free to look there. Rabbi Elazar Omer v'chulu, Tana Rabbanan, Yayin v'sheicher al tesht. You can't drink wine or beer, yachal afilu kol shehu, you might think any amount, afilu begito, even any wine, even right out of its gut, meaning before it has intoxicating elements. Tamalo mar v'sheichar, ein aser ela kedei l'shacher, v'kama kedei l'shacher, revias yayin ben mem yom. You have to drink at least a revias, and has to be at least 40-day-old wine. Im kein matamalom or yayin, so what does the word yayin teach me? Lo malachash, umusar nalav kol shehu, umusar nalav begito. Even if it's not intoxicating yet, and it's a tiny amount, it's still aser. Still aser to go in, but one does not get Misa Dei Shemayim in that case. Reb Yehuda Omer, Yayin, Ein Li, Ela Yayin, Shar Meshachar Minayin, how do I know other intoxicating elements? Tam Olam HaVesheichar, Reb Yehuda holds even non-wine. Im Kei Matam Olam HaYayin, Al Yayin, B'misa V'lashar Mashkin B'Azhara, the split. Reb Eliezer Omer, Yayin, Al Tesht V'Sheichar. So he switches around the words of the Pasuk to darshan it. Al Teshteyu, Kiderach Shechrusa, or the Shita is V'Sheichar Huda Meshacher. Rabbi Elazar's focus is that it has to be done in a drunk way. Meaning you have to drink it in a way that is what drunks do. Ha im hifsikbo, if you took a break in the middle, O nasan l'socha mayim kol shu, if you're diluted in potter, that was Rabbi Elazar's Shita in the Mishnah. But my pligi, Tanakam, my pligi, what's the focus of the root of the machlokas? Tanakam asavar gamrinan Sheikhar Sheikha Minazir, and therefore it only applies to wine. Rabbi Yehuda lo yalla sheikha sheikha minazir. He doesn't have that gzeira shava. As we've said, there could be a machlokas about gzeira shava. Rabbi Elazar savar my. Here's the sheet in Osiyud Beis. My v'sheichar v'huda meshacher. That's to be done in a way without dilution, without break. Kaman azla hadatanya. Who is the price alike? Achal tvela ki'ilis v'shasa devash ochalav. If somebody drinks something that is intoxicating, but it's not wine, v'nichlas lamikdash v'shimei shloke. Kaman ki Reb Yehuda. That's like Reb Yehuda shita that says even non-wine. Am Reb Yehuda bar achosoy halacha Reb Eliezer. Looks like Reb Eliezer. That diluted makes it not usher. The Kari Rava led Rabbi Elazar Tuvina de Hakime. Right? The great wise one. Tuvina de Hakime. Says Rav El Yashiv on this line. Isn't it a fascinating? Remember, we mentioned this in the past. It's a great context. There is a day of Rebbe in Maseches Tainus that says, Kohanim are not allowed to drink wine bezman hazeh. Why? Mehir Yibana Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, it could be that they're going to have to do the maybe today's going to be their mishmar. If you know your mishmar, fine. You can drink wine when it's not your mishmar. But nobody knows their mishmar today. So therefore, there is a day of Rebbe that they're not allowed to drink wine. I, Makshin, the question is, in Erevin it says, if somebody says, Hareini Nazir B'yom Shem Ben David Ba, Nazir, I'm sorry, Erevin Mem Gimel. If somebody says, I'm a Nazir on the day that David HaMelech comes, he's allowed to drink wine on Shabbos and Yontif. Because David HaMelech is not coming on Shabbos and Yontif. He's allowed to drink wine. So I hear, according to Rebbe, they should be able to drink wine on Shabbos and Yontif. And Kena, my Aser Lakonim, Lishos La'olam, let him drink on Shabbos and Yontif. He says, Mikan Raya, to what it says in the Yerushalmi. Binyan Beis HaMikdash is coming before Bias HaMashiach. And therefore, the Kohanim have to be worried because the Beis HaMikdash is coming before David HaMelech is coming. And it's also a raya to Shitas Rashi, that the Beis HaMikdash is coming down from heaven because if it's Shabbos, we're going to be able to build the Beis HaMikdash. Bini Beis HaMikdash is Docha Shabbos. So he says, two rayas if you put these two things together. Number one, that Bini Beis HaMikdash is Yaktan LeBeis HaMashiach, and like Rashi, Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed, Shabbai Shlishi, Yeir Mei Shamayim, V'yalkein Yitachin Shei B'Shabbos. That's how it can happen on Shabbos. That's why the Rebbe doesn't say they can drink on Shabbos and Yantif. Unbelievable. Great Ha'ar just to come in for that today. Says Rabbi Yashiv. Weiter. Here we go. Oh, by the way, the tour. This is a, you wouldn't think this is a tour. The tour says, and then we'll have to, stop quickly. The tour says at the end of Mem Tes, right, the concept of davin, of drinking applies to not doing the avoda, applies to, we'll get to it in a minute, paskening, it also gets to davening. So the tour at the end of Simin Tzadik Tes, you didn't think it's a tour. Yain v'sheikh al teish, he quotes our pasuk. So Yain v'sheikh al teish, Rashi Tevos, says the rush, says the tour. V'im shasa k'dei revius Aser lehis palel, tfilas shichar toeva, yain v'shechar al teish. That's all Rashi Tevos. That's the tour. You don't believe me? Look it up. The end of Simin Tzadik Tes. Yain v'shechar al teish. It's right there in front of you. Vayter in the tour. You know, you think of, but this? It sounds more like a balatur. It's the same one. It's the same tour. Right? The tour just put a little balaturim into the tour, but it's the same tour. Anyway, Rav Achal, one more minute. Rav Achal, Dehutzal, Havi Nijol, Debisu. Rav Achal, Dehutzal, made a neder from his wife. Also, kind of Ravashi. He went in front of Ravashi to get it hutard. He just can't deal with it. Amalei, Zilla in of a Tavamacher. Ravashi says, you got to come back tomorrow. Teravlo Muki Amora, Levi Yom Tavala Chavri, Mishum Shechris. I already drank something. And you can't paskin when you're drunk. When you're shasui, when you've drunk something. So therefore, I can't answer you. I amar lev amar av halacha Rabbi Elazar umar hu tekarami b'maya. But don't we hold like Rabbi Elazar that if it's diluted at all, it's okay? So amar lev no halo kasha haber revius habiyosa mechle revius. I had more than a revius, and more than a revius, even diluted, would be a problem. Period. You know what? We're going to stop here by Tana Rabbanan. There's a lot more to talk about, and then we will, Be'ez Hashem, continue. Okay, Haggadah Shir is tonight. It might not be posted until tomorrow morning. I don't know if they're going to post it tonight, but Be'ez Hashem, tonight, 8:30.